Moncrief on News Talk.
For 16 years now, the Rose and Bowl pub in Lancashire has been running a unique annual event. Hundreds of people turn up to witness the World Gravy Wrestling Championships. Carol Lowe is one of the organisers, also works in the Rose and Bowl pub. Afternoon, Carol.
It's John, her husband.
Oh, sorry, I was told Carol was going to take the... Oh, sorry, you're back, John. Yes, okay. So, glad to have you back, John. Describe the situation, John, where you go, I know, gravy wrestling. How did someone even come up with that idea?
So there was the Pennine Lancashire Food Festival and they wanted something quirky to open it with. So they came up with the idea of gravy wrestling.
Right.
And they did it on a car park and about 15 people turned up and did it. About 20 people watched it. My friend Andy, who makes black puddings for a living, thought, I can do something with this. And it's just gone and got bigger and bigger and bigger every year since.
Yeah. And where do you get, and John, where do you get the gravy from?
Andy, who makes the black puddings, he makes the gravy. So they make 30 tonne of black puddings a week. So 2,000 litres of gravy is not.
It's a lot of gravy. What does the gravy taste like?
A lot of gravy. It's gravy-like. It's actually vegetarian gravy these days.
Huh.
So it goes... It's more a thick, covered, slightly gravy-tasting water, but a thick water.
Right, okay. But I assume, and judging from the pictures, it's kind of slimy and slippery and the like.
It's as slippery as hell.
Yeah. And so for about... describe for us the rules of this.
Well, you get points for fancy dress, you get points for taking people down. It's all tongue-in-cheek, there's no... real violence involved in it.
Yeah.
Pleasing the crowd, getting the crowd on your side. But it's the longest 2 minutes of your life.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And but it's judges who decide who the winner of each bout is.
Yeah,
that correct?
So four judges, and if it goes to like a tie, then the crowd decide.
Right, okay. And how much gravy are they wrestling in, John? Is it up to their waist?
2,000 litres.
Oh, yeah, but does that come up to their knees or their waist or their necks?
No, just a bit past, below your ankle.
Oh, so right, okay.
The pool's 15 foot by 15 foot.
Yeah, okay, right. So, but I imagine inevitably, though, if you're wrestling somebody, even if it's only up to your ankle, you're going to fall into it and everyone gets covered in gravy.
It's messy, to say the least.
Yeah. How do people get the gravy off themselves? Because I imagine it's very greasy.
Have a local fire brigade come and hose you down.
That's very nice of them.
It is, and then offer a warm shower.
Yeah, and then offer a very warm shower, would have thought.
So, yeah, like, that's always popular with the ladies.
Yeah, and it's still taking place outside the pub, I assume. You wouldn't mind.
It is, yeah. It took place yesterday.
And who was the winner yesterday, John?
Oh, who were the winners called? So we had barbecue.
Yeah.
He won for the ladies. And then George Young won for the lads, and he came as a Burnley player.
Right, okay. And so, but there aren't then returning champions, you know, who are yet to be defeated or anything?
Yeah, it's in the Guinness Book of Records for a guy called Joel Hicks has won it four times.
Oh.
That's in the Guinness Book of Records got in touch with us. We have people who've done it literally religiously. But if you think if you were 40 when we first started doing it, you're now 55. You're a bit past gravy wrestling.
You are, really. Have you ever done it, John?
I've done it three times.
Oh, right.
I retired when I got beat up off a chicken from Bolton.
That'd put most of us off, really. You know that's the end then when a chicken from Bolton has beaten you.
When
it gets hosed off, do you kind of still smell vaguely of gravy afterwards?
It does stick with you for a day or two when you blow your nose or clean your ears out, yeah.
Brilliant stuff, John. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was John Lowe there, manager of the Rose and Bowl pub in Lancashire.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.